And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Did you have fun at the National Puzzlers League convention last weekend?
It was wonderful. I'll tell you one of the highlights, just briefly, on Saturday night, a friend and I did a Puzzler's Carnival. We created 14 puzzle and game booths, and people wandered around the room, played the games they wanted. I had made something called a ping pong toss, where you would toss ping pong balls into cups. Each one had a letter in, and the object was to create a word using all the letters that you threw a ball into. We had Wheel of Fortune, spiral puzzles, a memory test, all sorts of things.
You got no sleep, right?
Not enough.
No, I asked that because you were on TV this past week.
Yeah, I was on the Charlie Rose Show on Monday.
Now, didn't he ask you what the challenge was?
Well, he asked me what the puzzle was that from the previous day. And, of course, my mind had already left, so I had no memory.
Will's mind has left the building. You remember it now, right?
Well, I remember the challenge, yeah.
And that's what we need. Would you repeat it from last week, please?
Yes, it was a puzzle that I made for the National Puzzlers League Convention. I said, think of a common four-letter word in which the third letter is S. Change the S to an O. Read the four letters backward, and you'll spell a new word, which can follow the first four-letter word to complete a familiar two-word phrase. What phrase is it?
What was it? What's your answer?
The answer is rush hour.
Oh, how elegant. We received about 800 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is William Furlow. He joins us from Houston, Texas. Hi there.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Listen, do I call you William or do I call you Bill?
Call me Bill.
Okay.
You don't mind?
Not at all. What do you do there in Houston?
I write for an oil and gas magazine called Offshore.
How long have you been playing this radio puzzle?
See, I've been playing about 4 years. I kept thinking it was going to happen. So I was a little kid. I've wanted to compete on a quiz show in my pajamas, and here I am Sunday morning.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, in your pajamas. We love that. You better be ready then.
I'm ready to rock.
All right. We're going to be teammates here. Will, please meet Bill. He sounds so enthusiastic. What do you have for us today?
All right, Bill, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word starts with the letter J. Change the J to an SH, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said part of a doorway and fraud, you would say jam and sham. All right?
Gotcha.
Number one is a military vehicle. And
oh.
And very good. You didn't even need the second clue. Animals with wool.
Sheep.
Is correct. Number two.
Here, I'm 100%.
There you go.
Number two is toast topping.
Jam.
And we already had that. And your second clue is English romantic poet.
Oh, boy. Leanne, I'm going to pass this one to you.
What, jam and sham? What, are we moving on to something else? Did I miss it?
Well, there's no English romantic poet named Sham.
Sham, no, there's not.
No, we're looking for a different toast topping starting with J.
Jelly and Shelley.
Jelly and Shelley is correct.
I'm back on board now.
All right, you're still 100%. Your next one, a corner square in Monopoly. And layered rock.
Jail and layered rock would be shale.
Jail and shale is right. Collins or Rivers. It's your first clue, and your second clue is displayed. Who's a famous person named Collins or a famous person named...
Joan.
Yes.
Shone.
Joan and Shone is right. Full of ennui and like things under an umbrella.
Jaded and shaded.
Excellent. Projecting outward and closing.
Jut and shut.
Jutting and shutting is right. Doctor of fiction and a biblical coin.
Jekyll and Shekel?
Yep.
Yes, Jekyll and Shekel. A baby kangaroo and ostentatious.
A Joey and Showy.
Yes, and your last one, wild dogs that scavenge and prisoner restraints.
The jackal to the shackle.
Jackals and shackles. Bill, you did it.
Bill, I mean A+. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin and the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Random House, the book The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles we've had here. Tell us your public radio station.
KUHF here in Houston, Texas.
All right.
8.7.
I've visited them, the station, and what a great bunch of people. Bill Furlow in Houston, Texas. You were great. Thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Thank you, Leanne, and thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Man, he was great. He was great, so quick. All right, a new challenge now to work on this week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from Sudipta Das of Calcutta, India. And Sudipta tells me he has never actually heard this program, but he gets the puzzles off the NPR website.
Okay.
So take the 11-letter word reinversion. It contains all the letters of the numbers 1, O-N-E, 7, S-E-V-E-N, and 9, N-I-N-E. Can you think of a common 10-letter word that contains all the letters of 4 numbers between 1 and 9? So again, a common 10-letter word that contains all the letters of 4 numbers between 1 and 9. What word is it?
When you know, let us know. Put that answer on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.